This is Nobius Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2609. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. Welcome to today's show. You know, attitude, mindset, they are important qualities professionally and personally. And when you get to a salary negotiation, it's even more important because often people feel powerless. They feel weak when they're negotiating. And I want to talk with you today about shifting your mindset so that you have a more likely probability of getting a successful negotiation. Hope you find the show helpful. Remember to come back to it many times. Share it on LinkedIn and elsewhere. It will help other people. And we'll be back in just one moment. Today, we're going to be looking at mindset shifts for successful salary negotiations. Because in any competitive job market, it's important to know how to negotiate your salary effectively in order to ensure that you're paid what you're worth. And it really does start with your mindset in order to ensure or to support that you're going to be a successful negotiator. So the first thing I want you to think of is believing that you're worthy of a fair compensation. Because for many of you, you become so frightened and so scared, you start to struggle with feeling worthy of being treated fairly. But it's important to remember that your time and your experience has a value. And thus, the next thing comes down to identifying your value so that you understand what it is you're really worth in the marketplace. So research your industry's salary standards. Be realistic about your experience and qualifications. That person with 25 years of experience who's talking to you who has three, who says, oh, you're worth a lot, will look for independent corroboration. Feel confident in your strengths and your ability to express your contribution to your current employer, if you're negotiating internally, or to a new employer with what you're going to bring to them. And thus, how you present is important. Speaking with confidence and authority becomes key when it comes to the salary negotiation. Believing in yourself and your abilities and being assertive in your communications may require practice on your part. You want to script out for yourself what you're going to say and then turn it into a framework for the conversation. Be open to listening to how others hear you. And I'm not talking about the actual negotiation, but I'm talking about practice here. And thus, there's a point in this process where you're your own best advocate. And that's true whether you're doing this independently or through a recruiter. Because you need to speak up for yourself because the recruiter is going to try and persuade you that you're not worth that amount of money. And because they're trying to close the deal and earn a commission. You have to be prepared to speak up for yourself and do it in a way where you act fearlessly. Now remember, negotiating is a normal part of the process because many of you believe it's not normal that employers expect docile, compliant people and not those who advocate for themselves. So again, part of the shift is being aware that they do have an expectation of a negotiation and not to go into it fearfully. And with that, the reminder is, to use the line from the Godfather movie, it's not personal, it's business, because it is business. They really haven't learned to care about you yet, to really care as to what you think. They're doing this as a business negotiation, not something personal. They're not trying to insult you, demean you, or anything along those lines. They're trying to get you at the best number that they can. And thus, your job is not to undervalue yourself or to buy their bull. That's why researching what your value is very important at the beginning of this process. So you really do have a sense of what you're worth. And thus, it's important to be prepared to walk away. When people give you take it or leave it ultimatums, be prepared to leave it and see whether or not they'll come chasing after you, because sometimes they will. Sometimes they won't. Sometimes they'll throw a dagger at you as you walk out the door or end the negotiation, but you have to know what your limits are and be willing to walk away if that's necessary. Just because this employer won't meet your expectations doesn't mean another one won't. So again, be willing to walk away. And two more things. Number one is, don't just simply focus on the immediate, your short-term goals. Will this position set you up in the future? Will this give you a career or enhance your career in such a way that you're willing to compromise because on the long term it has huge benefits for you or not? I don't know that answer, but you will. Lastly, and this is always hard for people to hear, you have the power to negotiate. You are in control of your career and your financial future, not the employer. Negotiating a fair salary is an important part of this, but by taking the time to research, prepare, and practice your negotiation skills, you can approach this process, you can approach the conversation with confidence and increase your chances of getting hired at the price that you want. I'm Jeff Altman. I hope you found this helpful. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. I've got a ton in the blog about salary negotiation and job offers that will help you a lot. Also, if you'd like advice from me, you can schedule a time with me for what I call Trusted Advisor Services, where I answer questions and be happy to help you that way. Or if you want to engage in something longer term, you can hire me to coach you beyond simply the negotiation. Also, at the site, you can find out about my video courses, books, and guides. Again, there's a lot there to help. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.